Welcome back. This is the advanced masterclass on filter movement before drops for Jungle Rollers in Ableton Live, and we're going to treat this like a real production session. Not one giant filter sweep, but controlled tension that makes the drop feel inevitable. Because in proper Jungle Rollers, the drop isn't just loud, it's earned. You feel the mix getting squeezed, the stereo image folding in, the highs teasing you, the low end getting held back, and then on bar one everything snaps open and the groove jumps forward. Today you're building a 16-bar pre-drop that does exactly that, using stock Ableton devices, smart routing, automation that's easy to manage, and a clean reset so the first kick and snare aren't getting masked by leftover tails. Before we touch any automation, we need a control surface. This is the difference between a clean build and a messy session with 50 automation lanes. First, group your drums. Select kick, snare, breaks, hats, any drum layers. Then group them and name it Drums Bus. Second, group your music. Bass, stabs, pads, atmos, whatever is not drums. Group it and name it Music Bus. Third, create a dedicated audio track called PREFX. Set monitor to in. This is your playground for risers, throws, resampled hype layers, anything that exists mainly to create tension. Now, big concept for this lesson. Automate with intent. Ask yourself, what am I removing? Not just what am I adding? Pre-drop filtering works because you're taking away anchors. Anchors are things like sub-weight, transient bite, and stereo information. If you remove those, the drop can restore them and feel massive, even at the same loudness. Let's start with the core move, two-stage filtering. This is how you avoid killing the drop. Stage 1 is low-end tightening, mostly with a high pass. This is not to make it thin for the sake of thin. It's to create space for impact and make the sub return feel like a physical event. Stage 2 is top-end teasing, with a low pass, but used musically so the drums still sound like drums. Go to your Drums Bus. First device, EQ8. Turn on a high-pass filter. Choose 12 dB or 24 dB. If your breaks are messy or there's rumble in your layers, 24 dB is often the move. Keep the Q low, around 0.7 to 1.1, because we want smoothness, not a honky peak. Now automate the frequency over the 16-bar pre-drop. A good starting blueprint is this. From 16 bars out to 8 bars out, slowly rise from around 40 Hz up to about 80 Hz. Then from 8 bars out to about 2 bars out, rise from 80 up to roughly 150 Hz. Right before the drop, you might flirt with 180 if you really want that held back feeling, but be careful. Jungle needs the roll to stay recognizable. Here's the teacher note. Don't do this by staring at numbers. Loop the build and ask, is the groove still identifiable? If the break turns into cardboard too early, you're over-filtering or moving too fast. After EQ8, add auto-filter. Choose a character model like MS2 or OSR. Set it to low pass. This is your air tease, and the trick is you don't sweep it down to the floor. If you slam your drums into a 1K low pass, you've removed identity. You want tension without losing the language of the kit. Set drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB, and resonance around 10 to 25%. We're not doing sci-fi whistles for 16 bars. We want taste. Now the automation shape. From 16 bars out to 8 bars out, keep it almost open. Think 16K down to maybe 12K. Subtle. The listeners shouldn't notice a filter. They should feel a shift. From 8 bars out to 2 bars out. Make it more noticeable. Bring it down from about 12K to somewhere around 6 to 8K. In those same moments, you can nudge resonance up slightly, like 15% to 22%. Now the last two bars. This is where Jungle lives. Instead of a smooth sweep, make the cutoff rhythmic. Step it down on beats 2 and 4, or do a fast 1/8 note pump. A great range is something like bouncing between 5K and 9K. The point is urgency. The filter becomes part of the groove. Workflow tip. Do your main sweeps in arrangement automation so it's clear and easy to edit. For the last bar rhythmic stuff, consider a dummy MIDI clip map to a macro so you can draw patterns quickly, even apply groove and keep it musical. And here's an advanced coach move, range limiting. Map the auto filter cutoff to a macro in an audio effect rack, then set the macro's min and max so you literally can't sweep into the danger zone. For drum low pass, you might clamp it between 6.5K and 18K. Now you can go wild with automation and never destroy the kit. Next, Music Bus. The goal here is contain bass but keep threat. Insert auto filter first. Choose clean or PRD. Set it to high pass. Yes, high pass in the build. It's counterintuitive, but it creates that held back pressure where you feel something wants to explode. Automate it from around 25 or 35 Hz up to about 70 to 110 Hz by the end of the build. Keep resonance low, like 0 to 10%, because resonant high pass plus bass can get messy fast. After that, insert saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 5 dB. This is key, as you filter out lows. Saturation preserves perceived density so the music doesn't feel like it's just disappearing. It stays threatening. Optional but powerful, utility on the music bus. In the last 4 bars, automate a tiny gain dip, like -1 to -3 dB. This is psychological. A tiny dip makes the drop feel louder when you restore it, without changing your master. Important warning, if your sub is on a separate track and you want that classic sub arrives at the drop moment, don't high pass the sub track like everything else. Either mute it until the drop, or automate it very gently, or use a super mild filter, and then bring it back hard on bar 1. Jungle drops live and die by that first clean, confident low end. Now we add one of the biggest impact multipliers, the stereo squeeze. Put utility late in the chain on drums bus and music bus, or create a combined pre-drop group that contains both and do it there. Automate width like this. At 16 bars out, you can even be slightly wide, like 120%, just for a tease. By 8 bars out, glide down toward 90%. In the last 2 bars, push it toward mono-ish, anywhere from 0 to 40%. You're creating a tunnel. Then on bar 1 of the drop, snap back instantly to 100 to 130%. This is why it works. Narrowing before impact makes the drop feel wider even if the loudness is the same. It's contrast, not volume. Quick check. Test the build in mono early. Literally set utility width to 0 and listen. If your hats disappear or your hype air vanishes, you've got facey stereo layers. Fix it by making noisy layers less wide, choosing more mid-focused hat layers, or reducing chorus and unison width during the build. Now, break movement. This is where you make the jungle roll talk, not just sweep. On your break track or breaks group, add auto filter and set it to band pass. Put the band somewhere around 1.2k to 3k. Resonance 20 to 35%, drive 2 to 5 dB. Then automate the frequency with a curve that feels like rhythm, not a straight line. For the first 6 to 8 bars, do a slow rise. In the last 2 bars, add fast oscillation, 1/8 notes or 1/16 notes, but subtle. This isn't your lead synth, it's motion inside the drum texture. Extra jungle tip. Grid tightness matters. If your last bar filter wobble is perfectly on the grid, it can feel a bit EDM. Try nudging the rhythmic pattern a few milliseconds late, or use groove pool on the dummy clip. It will lean into the swing of the break and feel more human, more pocket. Next, the classic, reverb throw plus filter down. This is the fall into the drop moment. Choose one element right before the drop. A snare fill hit is the obvious one, but you can also do a vocal stab, horn, re-stab, anything that reads as a moment. Create a return track called RVB throw. Put hybrid reverb on it. Set decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 10k so it doesn't spit all over your cymbals. After the reverb, add EQ 8, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz to keep the mud out. After that, add auto filter, set to low pass, and automate it downward over the tail. Now the move, send just one hit into that return at the last bar, maybe one beat before the drop or even half a bar before. As the reverb rings, automate that low pass from around 14k down to 2 to 4k. It's like closing a door. It falls into the drop and leaves space. Another pro arrangement move, automate the reverb return level down in the last 2 bars. Not just sends, pulling returns down makes the mix feel closer and drier right before the impact. Then you can let the room return after the drop hits clean. Now, controlled noise and air. No random riser that fights your cymbals. Create a MIDI track called noise. Load operator. Choose white noise. Keep the level moderate, because this is supposed to be felt more than heard. Add auto filter, band pass, resonance 25 to 45%. Automate the band frequency rising over 8 to 16 bars. Add light saturator. Add utility and set it wide, like 140 to 180%, so it lives on the edges and doesn't clutter the center. And if you want it to groove, sidechain that noise to your kick pattern with a compressor. That keeps the build clean and adds rhythm without touching your kick and bass relationship. Now I want to give you an advanced safety technique, the parallel filtered tension bus. Instead of filtering your main drums harder and harder, create a return called tension PAR, put a band pass auto filter and saturation on it, then gradually send your breaks and hats into it more over the last 8 bars. Result: your main drums keep punch and clarity, while the parallel layer does the choking, whistling, moving thing. It's safer, and it sounds expensive. Another sound design extra: transient thinning without EQ. In the last 2 to 4 bars, automate drum bus transients down slightly on your break group. The drums will feel like they're losing punch, without the tonal weirdness heavy filtering can cause. Then when you restore transients on the drop, it feels like the kit snaps into focus. Optional flavor for darker rollers: automate drive, not just cutoff. On auto filter with MS2 or OSR, you can ramp drive up in the last 4 bars, like 2 dB up to 7 dB, while slightly closing cutoff. It gets meaner without getting louder. Also, tiny redux haze can be sick if you keep it controlled. On PREFX or a break layer, downsample lightly like 22 to 30 kHz and keep dry slash wet around 5 to 15%. This is seasoning, not a main ingredient. Now, the most important part, the hard reset. Your drop will not slam unless you clear the automation cleanly on bar 1. On the exact first beat of the drop, snap all filters fully open. Return any high passes on buses back to normal or off. Snap utility width back to your full value. Cut the reverb throw sends so the tail doesn't mask the first kick and snare. If you did a gain dip, restore it instantly. Make a locator called drop reset, zoom in, and to make sure those automation points are exactly on the grid. One tiny late reset can smear the impact, especially in fast music like jungle. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this: don't filter the master aggressively. Control buses instead. Don't sweep the drum low pass too low too early, or your drums stop sounding like drums. Don't leave resonance high for too long. Use it as an accent, not a permanent whistle. Don't ignore stereo management. If everything is already wide, narrowing won't hit. If everything is mono, widening won't pop. And don't let reverb tails spill into the first hit of the drop. Jungle needs that first snare to be clean and confident. Let's lock it in with a quick practice structure you can do in about 20 minutes. Take an 8-bar loop of your roller. Duplicate it so you have 16 bars. First 8 is build, second 8 is drop. On drums bus, automate EQ 8 high pass from 45 to 150 over the build. This audio version is shortened for playback.